for two aging mid-level Hollywood celebrities who think a podcast is a good idea and who ask the eternal question to fill the hole in their soul. Did we do it? Here they are, Cage and Kevin!
God. Four. Three. Can you hear me? Two. And
I'm just glad you record. Go.
Did we do it? Did we do it?
Oh my God. You got it?
Did we do it? That's the question to ask on our podcast. Did we do it?
Did we do it? You know, I can't help thinking of Larry Sanders' show. In five. Because they'd always have Hank do the countdown. And then you go right in like the late night talk show. That's great show.
I guess I'm dating myself, Kevin, huh? I guess I'm dating myself.
No, you know, I think the Larry Sanders Show has had a resurgence due to the HBO Max, I understand. And the mastery of Gary Shandling. Yes.
You know what? One word. What's that word? Kingsley.
And now, what's the word? I'm going to say Jews.
Space Jews? No. Timeless.
Timeless.
It doesn't matter how old it is. It's like, I don't know, I Love Lucy.
Well, also that show, peeling back the curtain, is something everyone's interested in, the behind the scenes of the talk show, which is what we do here on Did We Do It? Welcome, everybody. I'm Kevin Wiseman. That's Kyle Gass _ did.
Well, you're overmodulating. Oh,
yeah, I'm too close. Hold on, let me fix that. So, welcome back to Did We Do It? My name is Kevin Wiseman. That's
did you
Kyle
record,
Gass.
You didn't start recording.
No, I did. It said recording in progress. And okay. Find us at _DidWeDoIt_ on Instagram and Twitter. And, well, not on Facebook yet, but I feel like, is Facebook, is that it? Is it, we're not supposed to do Facebook. What's the word on that?
No, Metaverse?
Yeah, is that the...
I don't know. Well, I still Gram, and that's owned by Facebook.
Wait, how
I
else?
I feel like it's a separate subsidiary.
How else are we supposed to satisfy our deep-seated insecurity and approval?
You know
ratings.
I haven't been able to log on to Facebook in like 6 months.
Really? I haven't noticed.
I think we covered this.
No, Twitter. You weren't able to log
on
Twitter.
On
I thought that was the problem.
Now I think I have the ability to get back on, but this is typical me style. I haven't done it yet. I just like that I can do
you
it.
You want to know that it's there.
And I'll get around to
right.
it. Well, I actually kind of like my Twitter alerts. It's like, you know, Maggie Haberman with an important tweet.
Yeah. For some reason, I get
and then
a lot.
I'll read like half right. of it, and then I don't.
Is it based because it's called to what you are interested in? If it's political, right? Isn't that what? Because I get I get alerts. I don't even know how this works.
So you get like Grateful Dead.
I get Grateful Dead alerts. I get like Patton Oswalt alerts. Do you know what I mean? Like
I do. You know, I get Patton.
How did he must have put out there to make sure everybody gets his alerts?
You know what it
how
is?
Do, we do that.
It's Don Cheadle. It's Algae Rhythm. He's. Anybody? Space Jam 2? Now, ironically, I haven't seen. Did you see? I think we talked about this.
No.
Did you see Space Jam 2?
I didn't, but let me just shift gears. I do have an indie film alert for you. I watched this movie last night called Shiva Baby. So, indie film, this director out of NYU named Emma Seligman, she made this film for $250,000, which is not a lot.
Mm. What are you saying? You could write a check for that right now.
Sure.
You could be Indian.
Gap financing. Last in, first out, plus a percentage.
Do you like that? Indian?
Indian.
That's when you're making indie films.
Oh, man. Eh.
You're Indian.
I guess. I'm not. Tonight on Entertainment Tonight, this following statement may cause.
Do people realize that the Entertainment Tonight signifies our cancellation? Which every minor celebrity to major celebrity.
Warning, the following may be upsetting to those at home. Kyle Gass. So this movie, Shiva Baby, made for $250,000. It's about a family. Someone dies in the family. And in the Jewish tradition, we sit Shiva for 7 days, but the it's kind of like what are in the when you go after somebody passes away, what's the gathering called afterwards?
I don't know, but it got 97%.
Yeah, you go back. Anyway, so you go back to the house. There's food, the abundance of food, and there's...
So at a Jewish funeral service with her parents, a college student has an awkward encounter with her sugar daddy and her ex-girlfriend?
So it's really bisexuality, but also these girls in college who can only really gain any sort of power with their sexuality, which still exists in NYU status. And she becomes this sugar baby to make some money, because the question that we all faced at that age, and we kind of still do, hey, what are you doing? What are you working on? And so her mom, there's a really funny moment where her mom and her father, Fred Melamed, the great Fred Melamed, you know, they congregate before they go in and they say, what's the plan? What will we say when the family says, what are you doing? Okay, this is it. We're going to say you've got interviews lined up and you're mulling your options. And so they are all on the same team. What's our story?
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm so all over that.
Jenny said when she was just 5 years old, there was... nothing happened at all. Every time she puts on the radio, there was nothing going down at all.
There is that thing, there is that timeline of when somebody asks you, hey, what are you working on? Like, how far back can you say?
Well, I did this movie with Jack, Tenacious D, Pick of Destiny. Wait, that was 2006. You're like, how many years?
Got some whiskers on it. I know you can't.
How far back can you go?
That's funny. I do remember that. I remember being in a lull and like, wow, can I still talk about, I don't know.
I got a few things. I got a few things in the
last
hopper.
Year. Yeah.
Got a couple plates.
But I think you always, I mean, it's kind of easy just to make up stuff. I mean, that's not even not true. I could be, working on a really interesting script right now.
Like, you're in the writer's room? Oh, wow. What's it
yeah,
about?
Yeah. Well, it's about beach cops.
On bicycles? I like it.
What's that show that I saw advertised while I was watching my guilty pleasure, La Brea? I don't know if anyone's out there. It's better than
Lost. I have
Lost,
a friend of mine who is on it that was on The Runaways, Angela Parker. Yes. Angela Parker, black actress, beautiful, wonderful. Mm-hmm, you know, I haven't seen the show, so that's why I'm giving you the description. She's about my height, in her mid-30s, late-30s, maybe plays a mom. Is it so it takes place at the Tar Pits? Yeah. La Brea Tar Pits?
Man, you can't.
I got to dive in.
There's a giant sinkhole.
Yeah, I saw the promo for that.
Didn't you see the promos?
Yeah.
No, it's actually not very good. I watch it for kitsch value.
Yeah.
It's so bad. It's got that network stamp.
Yeah, I don't think
it wants to be lost.
I don't think it got a series renewal.
No, it's terrible. And you kind of just, they just sort of gave up on the details of having it kind of make sense or anything. But
you love it.
There's a lot of
drama. Are you watching it on Hulu?
No, that's the great thing. I think it's NBC.
I know, but
it's got the network.
I know, but on Hulu.
Oh, I watch it on regular.
Oh, you watch it like my mom does, like live.
I watch it, with some antenna.
My mother can't watch anything if it's not actually happening at the moment. I'm like, Mom, I set up Netflix and Hulu.
Well, that's how you're supposed to watch TV. It's unnatural. Binge watching, all this.
That's why I like Curb. I can't
believe this has turned into Grandpa.
Our little break. One of my, I would say podcast idols, but he's actually in radio, Mr. Howard Stern, who I listen to fairly religiously. So he has an app, and we're going to be getting an app as well soon. The Did We Do It app. No. Does anyone out there know how to do that? How so people can go to segments? So on Howard, you can go to segments. And I went on my phone and I see Jack Black / Beatles. And I'm thinking, what is that? And hi, Jack. We know you're listening. This, you're going to love this story. So I click on it, of course. And Howard comes out of the break. It's a Monday morning. And he says, Robin, you be Robin. Robin. Pretty good.
Wow.
I over the weekend, I was looking on YouTube and I saw this band Tenacious D do a cover of a Beatles medley, and it is fantastic.
Wow.
And she's
no
like,
way. Howard Stern?
Yeah. And she says, oh yeah, Jack Black. And Howard says, and I'm sorry to tell you this, but Howard says, and the other guy.
What?
I'm sorry.
Oh no.
I'm sorry.
The other guy.
He couldn't quite. That's, it was on the tip of his. And you guys have been on the show before.
I know. We were on the show.
How many times were we on the show?
On the show, and he couldn't remember. Well, one time. One.
So, I feel like it was that long.
Was
it right after the movie?
It was for the Pick of Destiny.
Right. So yeah, 2007.
Promotion for that.
Well, more importantly, he loved it. Carter, can we play a little bit of that medley and see what Howard was loving?
No, I thought it was really good. You never give
me your money. This is live.
But I can't decide. Do they want to be funny or do they want to be serious musicians?
I don't think they can make up their mind.
Right.
Why do you have to? Right? So sweet.
He loves music.
Yeah, he does.
Who doesn't, though, really? Doesn't everybody love music?
No, not everybody. Keep going, keep going. Because he does some comments here. Down.
Oh, yeah.
He almost sounds surprised.
But he's good.
I know.
You gotta see the video. There's the video plug.
And I saw some douchebag wrote on there. You know, you read the comments underneath. Most of them were positive, but some guys were like, "Eh, fuck these guys. They blow." And I'm like, "They blow." You tried doing that with an acoustic guitar.
And that's you, Kyle.
I don't know.
Let's
I love
hear
it.
His music. Yeah, who's he?
Yeah, well, you know, people get jealous when you see somebody that talented.
It's true.
Jack Black's talented.
And Kyle Gass.
That is one.
What about the other guy?
And the other guy.
Well, he thinks- I love that movie with Gwyneth Paltrow and Jack Black.
Shallow Hal.
What? Shallow Hal, where she's fat. And then Jason Alexander at the end has a dog tail. I fucking love him wagging his tail.
What about the friend? I played the friend.
Too.
Shallow Hal. I don't know. I thought this was pretty good.
Oh, God, we're back to it again.
Yeah.
It's a whole segment.
Oh, my God. That's not a courtesy laugh. Oh, my favorite part's coming up.
I don't think he goes all the way.
Oh, he doesn't go to the 1, 2, 3, 4.
I don't care.
There it goes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All good children go to heaven. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I don't know. Impressive to me.
Yeah.
Then again, I'm not a guitar player and I'm not a singer, but I'm impressed.
God.
Dude, he's on America's Got Talent.
I mean, no, dude.
Most respected show.
I had a friend who was telling me that, you know, I was all impressed with Bonnie Raitt's guitar playing, and he's saying, it's not that hard, what
she
does. That's
when he goes out of it. And then somebody calls in later. Okay, he talks about Bonnie Raitt, and then about 10 minutes later, they get a caller, and this woman says, hey, I just want to circle back to Tenacious D. These guys are incredible. You have to listen to the canon. So,
hey, now.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. I can't believe I fucking got through. This is insane.
Okay, what's up?
Shit.
Stevie Peck?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that much about Tenacious D, but when I saw the video for You Never Give Me Your Money, I was like, in the end, and that whole, you know, that whole Beatles thing.
How does he not know the D?
Wow, these guys are really good. So.
And I don't know if you've ever seen High Fidelity.
Not Tenacious D.
I never watched High Fidelity.
Great movie, though.
No, but...
Yeah, it's weird though. How does he? I mean, this—he knows Tenacious D. You guys have been on the show. You've performed on the show. What?
No,
I don't understand this kind of. I'm just coming to it now in 2021. That said, that was fantastic. That was brilliant.
Yeah, you can't really complain.
No. I'm splitting hairs.
Howard has like 10 billion listeners.
Oh man, did you get a lot of love? Any besides me? Immediately,
definitely had some people harassing you. Sort of, you know, it was. It was around.
My sister texted me. I was like, I know. I'm on the phone with Kyle right now. Kyle and Jack. I had to call and give the report.
And the comment
thing just makes me laugh because it's like, never read the comments. Oh, God.
Oh, I know. I was just watching Ted Lasso and Nate. He was all high on his own hog. And
you went on the comments?
Read a
comment.
Yeah,
of course.
Anyway, the comments giveth. Comments taketh away.
Oh, man. And it is.
You're saying never read them. But you read them.
Of course I read them. Of course I read them. In fact, I read a lot of the Did We Do It comments. Would you like to hear some?
Oh, shit. Sure.
That's a perfect transition. What do we got?
Kevin, what's better than a documentary?
I don't know. What?
Documentary.
Whoa.
I was just setting it up. Tell them about that movie we just saw. It's incredible.
We just saw an incredible movie called Seniors. It's a new award-winning documentary from director Gorman Bishard. It's a full feature-length documentary full of love, hope, and second chances. This is the animal welfare film, Kyle. Everybody can watch.
It left me grinning ear from ear.
It shows you how old dogs really can teach us new tricks.
We're going to watch it.
Stream Seniors, a documentary now for free on Tubi and Vudu.
Can't beat that price.
Come here. Who's a good boy? He's a good boy.
Arf!
What a segue we call it.
Yeah, sorry. Kevin. I'm still learning. I'm no Howard. I'm no Howard. But that was great, man. And for those who want to check it out, let's boost some numbers. And let's take a look at what's it called? The Beatles medley on YouTube? How do you find it? Tenacious D Beatles?
Of course. Yeah. What else would come up?
I don't know.
No, the other.
The other guy?
Tenacious D. The other Beatles medley.
You know what? Maybe I'll call in and be like, you guys, look, it's Kevin Wiseman from Did We Do It and a bunch of other TV shows. Anywho, I just want to clear.
I can't believe you lead off with Did We Do It.
I just want to clear something up. The other guy's name is Kyle Glass. We got a couple of questions since we've been gone. I like that song. Wow, I cannot hit that note. Carter, can we play a little since we've been gone while I call this up? All right. Oh, look at this guy. Interdimensional says, how many dimensions are there, Kyle? And how do dimensions work? The hell is that?
Well, he's barking up the wrong tree.
Well, take a stab at it. You know,
that being said, I think there's only three dimensions. I think when you go to the fourth dimension, you're trying to impress somebody or you're doing a new TV show. I think three.
It's like when you're
one dimensional, right, flat. Two dimensional is shapes, and then three dimensional is like those bad movies.
Right. I do relate to it immediately to entertainment. Like when you're in the theater, you're, you know, like once you break the fourth wall, it never works. let's be honest. Do you know what I mean? Like the fourth dimension. It rarely works. Maybe yeah. Our town, but like talking to the Matthew Broderick that break in the can fourth do it.
Never works.
I mean, does it? Right. I don't know. I know the Actors Gang kind of predicated its style on that, and it did work because the whole thing was stylized, and you guys had these states, and you would address the audience. But I never find, as an actor, that it's really working that if we're breaking the fourth wall, you have to be consistent. I don't know. What do you think?
I think, you know, it's case by case. I think that it works. I don't know. Like Ferris Bueller.
That's true.
Would you have felt the same about it?
No, but that again, well, thinking, oh my God, yeah. Matthew Broderick. I was talking about him in a Neil Simon play. And I wasn't even thinking of Ferris Bueller. Maybe he's the only actor in the world that can break the fourth wall.
No.
What other? I feel like Jack Lemmon was in a movie where he broke the fourth wall and it seemed to work.
Yeah.
What other films?
It's kind of powerful.
Yeah.
But once, Austin Powers.
Austin Powers. And I feel like what's that movie with Christian Bale? By the way, that kind of is like Howard Stern saying they can't decide if they want to be serious or, you know, serious musicians or comedy.
It's I like that it's like we sat around. God, what are we going to do? Are we going to be serious? We can't decide. No. All right, we'll just keep going. I don't know. It's so dumb. Right. It's such a dumb.
How about just be organic?
Like, think of like a band like Weezer or somebody. I mean, they're naturally funny. They're funny. Everything has a sense of humor. King Lear has humor.
Dude.
I mean, it's just.
Of course. Shiva Baby. By the way, Shiva Baby, they're at a Shiva. Someone has died, and there's a lot of humor. That's how the Jews and many and in many cultures handle tragedy.
Process the pain.
Yeah. Shakespeare. There's no, like people say Shakespeare's comedies or Shakespeare's tragedies. A lot of them are a mix of the two.
Whoa. All right, you're going to say drama?
By the way, like, I mean, the stuff people always say, or not always, some people say to me, like, oh, do you prefer comedy or drama? It's like, honestly, I prefer to work on things that are not pointed comedies, like half hour comedies, because then there's weird pressure to kind of be presentational. I like to kind of.
Well, you got
to
deliver punchlines.
Right. It's more of a writer's medium setup. Can we run that? Can you run that visual of Kyle doing the brap 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 brap? And by the way, like when you're doing a half hour comedy rehearsal, the people that are, you know, when you have to kind of the first day, you know, you assemble, you do the table read,
just way laughs way too hard.
Yeah, usually the writer that wrote those jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's Steve. He wrote the episode.
Hey, he likes
sure, as well he should. But they're also trying to encourage the actors to keep going. But I prefer to do kind of real people where the humor is coming from a situational or desperate.
Oh, God.
Yes. Papa Man says hello. Hi from Australia. What's up, Doc? Oh, Michelle Fleishley wanted to know something.
No way. Michelle asked a question.
Will the Lakers turn it on this season?
This is when we go into sports talk mode.
I think I need to turn on the defense.
I think the Lakers will fail because at the crucial moment, Russ is going to want to take the big shot because I think he has a hero complex. Yeah. And he wants to be the man.
Especially back
and
in LA.
He kind of is,
yeah,
but
very talented.
But he can't shoot worth a shit.
Mm. But he wants to.
Listen, when you're shooting 25% from three, then you shouldn't take him. That's like historically bad.
25%. I mean, what is the line where you're allowed to take him? 33%?
Well, that's a lot better. But there's guys now, shoot.
It's one out of three versus one out of four. Right.
Well, it's like batting average. It doesn't seem like much, but whenever I see Russ shoot, I'm expecting him to miss, and I'm usually right. The problem is he's an emotional player, and they go in at certain times and that, and he does everything else so well. But I don't know. I'm very dubious, and I think there's going to be a lot of street clothes. I think there's going to be a lot of...
Street clothes?
They're old. Yeah, they're going to be in street clothes, injured on the
Oh, I see what you're saying. And a lot of laughing.
Charles Barkley.
A lot of laughing.
If I see too many street clothes, then...
Never heard that expression to describe injuries.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I was like, yeah.
Street clothes.
Because you have to notice, yeah. like, LeBron and such a fashion plate yeah. on there. He's always got some kind of new...
Get some beanie. Some wow, cool beanie. Yeah, together. He always got a... Oh, no, you? No, no. He's a got a guy. What he's got that? A guy or a lady. Yeah.
You're saying he must have a guy.
They all do. But I think... First of all, they have to have their clothes made. You think they can just get something from Nordstrom's? You know what I mean? Like, no. They're very large and specific sized men. You have to have everything made. Yeah. So you got a guy getting your stuff, making it for you.
Right. Of course. What am I thinking? Yeah.
They're not. They're
but
not
I mean,
into,
okay, you have clothes made yeah. for you, but are they going in? Are they going over it? Like, what should I wear tonight?
No, they got a guy who does it, just puts it all together.
It does that.
It's like Howard okay. Stern's got Ralph. This guy Ralph,
and then you have it. Of course,
old yeah, man. And Ralph like pulls his clothes for him, or at least he did when he was going into studio. You know what I mean? This is what you're wearing today, Howard. And so it's things have been a little slow for me at work. I'll be your guy if you want.
Dude, you're in. Well, you can wear many hats. You can be. I mean, that golf tip you gave me was fantastic.
You're welcome.
Life coach. You know, you give a good advice. Acting coach,
of course.
Sure. That was kind of the OG. I think that's what brought us together.
And also, I'm good at light training. I could kind of give. I like the light training.
Oh God,
hiking partner.
No one's going to believe you're a trainer. Yeah, you could take a walk with you. What are you going to like do? A Pilates purposeless on the walk. Way up?
Did you watch this week's Curb where Larry was like, they're like, hey, Richard Kahn comes to the door. He's like, hey, Larry, you want to go for a walk? He's like, I'm not really into the purposeless walk. What do you mean? We're taking a walk.
What was JB's move on that last episode?
He wanted to do the Viagra. They were doing the mini bar. He wanted the special Viagra in the mini bar. The drink.
That's right. The mini bar.
Hydrating Viagra.
Oh, Larry was convinced that he knew. But I tell you, I kind of related being on the road. But you notice all the hotel rooms and the stuff they have. Like, how do they? Why do they pick those weird kind of off-brand boutique chips? What are those?
Yeah.
They should have got some salt and vinegar.
Right. Yeah, they go shopping for a mini bar.
But JB wanted a Viagra.
Yeah, he wanted to make. And then Larry's like, that's actually a pretty good idea. One of your best. I just love that he's, whenever Larry comes home, JB's, you know, Leon, he's in the kitchen making a sandwich. Hey, LD, my man. He says, my man.
No, listen, that's the part that he has been working on his whole
You've got a few Leons in your compound over there. There's just whenever I come by house, there's a lot of Leons.
And Lady Village? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just people.
Hey, I've got to give a shout out, speaking of, to Pam, because she felt left out on the top 10 fans, and she doesn't miss an episode.
In fact, we've talked
I'd like
about
to put her at,
continuously. I'm sorry, Pam.
Okay. Oh, we have talked. So what's she
Or remember we talked about? Remember Orange episode season one, Orange Donuts. We talked about Pam.
Oh, yeah.
How you bought her the donuts.
She was.
I want to circle back to the Lakers. What do you got there? Oh, no. Wait a minute, you guys. Let's not poke the bear. Something's happening. And I just want to say the Lakers don't play. They run. They're like the 80s Lakers. You know what I mean? When they're running downhill, they can score. They don't really play a lot of defense. I feel like Carmelo Anthony just waves his arms around. You know what I mean? There's a lot of arm waving. You know what I mean? All right, give me a little. Oh, got a little blues. All right, I'm gonna stop talking.
Oh yeah. Did we do it? Oh, did we do it? Oh, did we do it?
That was the Countrified. Hey, Carter, you got a pedal steel guitar for that one?
I can already hear that.
Nope.
Nothing. I'm not going to get anything for that.
Nothing.
You know what you're going to get? You're going to get a lot of love.
That was a good jam. I'm going to like,
did we do
it? Oh, was that the song that you did on?
Did we do it?
Now something you did something special not too long ago
yeah
I thought was the reason I wanted to do it right after And by the way, that's why you got to catch the wave, catch the vibe.
Yeah. No, it wasn't that long ago.
High on it. Wait, Kevin, what did you do?
Well, that's funny. This next person asked that.
Another perfect segue.
How was Comic-Con, Kevin? Are you referring to that? Comic-Con?
Oh, yeah.
And when is the D going back on tour? Kyle, I love you both. Let's not talk about the D. Jesus, enough already. Let me tell you about Comic-Con. You know, business class, it's really nice. Like everything's taken care of. They get you a car, you go, yeah, you show up, they got a car for you. But you know, I was sharing, it was like a Mercedes van. And they were like, hey, cause we fly into Boston and we got to drive to Rhode Island. So, to Providence, it's like a 45 minute drive, or an hour, which is a lot of traffic. But so I'm sitting across from, he introduces himself, Tony Dow from Leave It to Beaver.
Man,
Tony Dow and his beautiful wife. Yeah. Well, he was there. There was like a nostalgia corridor. Jerry Mathers was there.
There was the nostalgia hall.
Yeah. And they put them all like in like one little area, the nostalgia area. We'll be there soon. They're holding the spot for us. In old nostalgia lane.
Oh, yeah. You're down on Geezer Boulevard.
Well, he was really nice, though. And we had kind of an interesting conversation about something that we talked about, which was he's gotten into directing and he's done other stuff and he's a sculptor. And
he directed me in an episode of, I think it was Arizona, New Mexico or something. It was a TV show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was the director. I thought, and he was a cool guy. Yeah, he was very nice.
Really cool. Like grew up in LA, just like a valley kid and didn't even really want to do acting, but he did this pilot and somebody recommended him because they had hired the older brother, but nobody liked him. And it was like one of those things where they were it was coming down to the wire. We need some. And someone's like, hey, there's Tony. He did this pilot. I mean, he's a little green, but you should meet him. He's a good looking kid. And he came in, he was super charming. They're like, all right, you're the guy. And then they did the show for 6 years.
Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
He was talking about when the actor who played Eddie Haskell just recently passed away and he got a lot of calls like, hey, I'm so sorry, your dear friend passed away. And he was like, maybe I saw him at one of these things 6 years ago. I've seen him a couple times, you know, since we did the show. And it just made me think about what we were talking about. People have this perception that everybody kind of hangs out.
Yeah, that's a little unsophisticated. Are people really think you're hanging out in the Cleaver home?
I mean, he was getting calls. I'm so sorry about, you know, the actor.
What's sadder is when, you know, the captain on Gilligan's Island would always wear his
Alan Hale. When he would go out into the world?
Well, he couldn't really separate, yeah.
Just sit right back, then you'll hear a tale.
Ken Osmond passed. I don't think so. Man, 235 episodes, 6 seasons. Wait a minute. How many episodes were there a season? Yeah,
that's old days when we used to work back then.
That's like 40 episodes a season, dude.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Wait, that's a whole, if you did one a week, that's like a whole year.
Yeah.
A couple weeks off.
Jerry was there too. Jerry Mathers. I introduced
Jerry
myself
was
to him.
There.
Oh yeah. As the Beef. I was going was this Clerks 2 reunion, which I did 15 years ago. So all the cast was there. Mm-hmm. Kevin Smith, Jay Mews, Brian O'Halloran, Jeff Anderson, Rosario Dawson, you know, all the people. So they did this big panel and I, you know, had
that
this kind
gotta
of
suck, doesn't it?
No, dude, it holds up. It's funny. People, I'm telling you, people.
There was a Clerks 3. When was Clerks 3?
It's coming out.
No way.
They just filmed it. Yeah. I got a lot of, are you going to be in Clerks 3? I was like, you'll have to wait and see. I pointed, but I'm not in. Mm. But there was a lot of people who came with their own kind of posters, comic books, stuff that they've been getting signed over the years. You know, you're trying to complete your set. So the fact that I was there, but finally I got you to the Hobbit lover. That was my character's name because I had that scene where I was defending Lord of the Rings versus Star Wars. That's kind of an iconic scene. So there was that. We did a panel. I ran into a lot of old friends, Matt Lillard, Skeet Ulrich.
If you're in an iconic scene, does that mean you're an icon?
I think so.
Dude, that rules.
I think so. In the Kevin Smith world.
In that milieu. Right. Yeah. Right. I'd say it would be a legendary. I don't know. Iconic.
So you're sitting at your booth and people come and they're like, got some people that were back Alias fans, a lot of the parents that are there with their kids, or, obviously I've mentioned the Clerks fans or Scorpion or whatever, they have you, Marvel's Runaways, they have you
sign. Well, it's a fan convention, of course.
Yeah, they have you sign this specific thing. But a lot of people, like, they just want to talk to you and say hi. You have your masks on, and I have this woman who was like my assistant. She was kind of the mask police when people go, please put your mask on. Ooh. And for Kevin.
Hey, what about for pictures? Did you remove masks?
So what we did was we came around, and then you had to, I said, all right, I told the woman who was doing the photos, like, tell him, count to three, take the mask down, take the picture on four, put it back up. God, some people weren't even wearing masks, like celebrities. They were just like, we're vaccinated.
Well, you know why? It's because celebrities are more important than just normal friends.
There was a guy, though, that came by, CJ, who lives in Massachusetts. Check this out.
I've got CJ here. He has something to tell you.
Can you hear that?
Your podcast there. You do great impressions. I do horrible ones, but you guys are killing it. Keep going. YouTube, podcast, Kevin Weissman. Love it.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. Man, he's watching on YouTube.
Did you let him out on YouTube?
Oh, I did. I let a few out, but then he proceeded to do.
I love how you're surprised. I let a few out, but I don't know if he saw that one. I guess he saw one where we're doing impressions.
But then he continued to do impressions for me.
Oh, no.
And CJ, some of them were really good. He was working them out. Yeah, a really nice guy. In fact, CJ, I hope you're listening. He said he was going to create some new art for us to see if we like it. Yeah, CJ, get to work, my brother.
You know, I was thinking, Kev, we should go on the Did We Do It tour. And he could open for us, CJ.
He could do his impressions.
Yeah.
I had another guy who started doing my lines from Clerks 2, and then I was like, cool, let me record it. And you want to hear that? And then here it is.
Just do the first one. Black music, your simplistic mindset of the trilogy alone was when they gave the Oscar nominee to George Toy Boy Lucas. Boy, he's like, well, your boy George Toy Boy Lucas cannot and will never win. Oh, sick burn.
I had to wrap it up. And then he did this other part.
My name is
which was one of my improv. He did this thing where I kind of pretended I was Hayden Christensen and he knew all the lines. Bah, 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 bah. But he got so nervous. There was flop sweat as soon as I turned the camera on.
God, who doesn't, though?
I don't care who you are. Someone puts a phone on you. Wait, what?
That is the worst. But there was a...
So I go to the green room and
James T. Kirk of the Starship.
Shatner. And Shatner, Skeet Ulrich, Mina Savari, who was there, and I had all played in a charity poker tournament years ago. So I'm like, go say hi to him. So I go over and I'm like, hey, Bill, Kevin Weissman played in the poker. Oh, yes. I remember that. Good to see you. How are you?
No recollection.
I mean, deep in my heart, I'm hoping, but in my head, I don't think he knew who I was. And good to see you. How are you? What are you doing? Good out there or something? And I said, dude, how was it? You still playing poker? No, not really. How was it going up in at the space? That was amazing. I was good. It was good. It was incredible. Were you scared? Very scared. And then they brought a cake out for him. It was his birthday. And he kept saying, it's not my birthday. And everyone started singing happy birthday.
What?
It was very surreal.
Well, it might have been his 100th birthday. How old
I think he's 92.
Yeah. He's going for it. Wow.
You gotta, but that's what I'm thinking. Like, why he's there? Like,
hanging in there.
He's got enough money. I think he's doing it because he likes the attention, or he likes to meet the people.
Yeah, there is that kind of doing it to stay alive. He's yeah. I sign. Therefore, I live.
So Tom Arnold was there, okay? And then we're up in the top floor with all the, you know, everyone has their own booth, but I guess Tom needs two tables. That's his thing. I must have two tables.
Oh, wait, just to have some room.
I guess. Like, I mean, the table's fine. Like, you have you, and then you have two, you have your assistant.
And the warbling guy, yeah.
Right, and then you have a volunteer. So he was downstairs in the main hall with, like, the cast of Stranger Things and Giancarlo Esposito and Shatner, I guess. But supposedly nobody was really going to his area because he wanted to be in the main hall, and everybody who was going to get signings was coming up to the signing area.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, dude, just do the one table and come up to the thing. Sure enough, I see him in the bathroom the next day in the green room. Tom, dude, I heard you were, I just had to get the information. I was like, I heard you were,
relegated
downstairs.
To the yeah.
He was like, I don't, it's much better up here.
Well, yeah.
But by the way, there was a genuine sigh of relief for a lot of people wearing the masks out in public, going to this Comic-Con, hasn't been there for 2 years. People like to go and see the artisans on the main floor who, you know, not only the originally Comic-Cons were for comic book authors. Do you know what I mean? It's evolved into having actors from your favorite shows there. The entire cast of Stranger Things, the entire cast of Mandalorian. Dude, you know who was there? Carl Weathers. I had a little reuniting moment with Carl.
What was his character name?
Apollo Creed.
Apollo Creed, yeah.
Yeah. Classic. Although I heard somebody asked him something about Rocky and he just ignored it. Like, he didn't want to talk about it. I heard something.
Yeah, you gotta be tired of that.
I didn't really think about it. I didn't overanalyze it. I just was like, this is what it is. If people want to, you know, come and see some of their favorite actors.
Kevin, you know where this is all leading to.
What?
Should I do it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because I mentioned you to my guy and he was like, hell yeah, if he wants to do it. How much fun if we went out and then we could just go.
We could work on our comedy.
And then you could just yell out.
We play the hole in Bangor, Maine. I'll bring the guitar and then see, I'll be being paid. So then I'll play guitar until you hate it. See what I'm saying? That's how we could justify the music.
I'll let
you bang on your bongos for, you know, a couple G's.
Well, but dude, we're not going as a team. I'm doing my own thing. You stay behind your table. And by then I'm going two tables, just like Tom Arnold. Two tables. And I'll be
and
down.
That's
the
name
room.
Of the episode.
Two tables.
Two tables and a microphone.
Two tables and a microphone.
I got two turntables and a microphone. I got two turntables and a microphone.
You earned it.
Oh, man, we call that song Tom Arnold. Two tables, parenthetical Tom Arnold. You know, like sometimes people put the parentheses of the rest of the title.
All right.
Check it. There's a destination, a little up the road from the habitations and the towns we know. A place we saw the lights turn low, the jigsaw jazz and the get fresh flow, pulling out jives and
we're in the hotel. By the way, the hotel
is
the Omni. Then you walk down across the way, the security guy comes and gets you go through the kitchen, dude. The kitchen, the secret kitchen way. I'm like, I think we could go through the main. No. We take all the celebrities through the kitchen. Okay. And I'm like, hey, what are you guys making,
it's like
man?
Goodfellas.
There was a guy making pasta.
Of course it was. Big Stern. You know, Stern. For those on just podcast, Kevin is stirring a large pasta.
Hey, Kevin, good luck out there. Maybe you should lower your prices. You're not J Muse. Shit, should I lower my prices? I just
and though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a
well, that I've Richard Karn. He's an old buddy from the ABC days. Yeah. He was on Home Improvement when I was doing Alias, and he's a funny guy, nice guy. Everyone's just in good spirits. Hey, we're doing
all right. Give me
Keckner, dude. Keckner was there.
Kecks, sure.
Keckner does
have a divorce though.
Oh, did he? He didn't bring that up. Yeah, we were just doing some funny jokes. He was like, "Oh, we were in the elevator," and then he was like, "Oh God, did I forget anything or something? I got my wallet and the thing," and then. What about you, Kev? I was like, well, my dignity. He's like, oh, you lost that long ago. It was one of those.
Oh,
like,
man. Classic. You started riffing with the cat.
Yeah. Give him a riffing.
He's a funny dude. No, there's a time. I think I could. I'm going to jump in there with you. It may be next year. Let's see if it's just, if we can't get the album out, then I'll be like, Jack, you're making me do this. Now, here, buy this picture. All right, who else? That's pretty top three. Who's
Shatner? I would say, I mean, believe it or not, like Lillard and Skeet Ulrich did well in the same room because of the Scream revival.
Oh, yeah.
So they were getting a lot of people. Yeah. I think probably the Stranger Things kids, because that show is really big. I think that they got a lot of attention. They were down. They were in the main room.
Yeah. They the kids.
Yeah, and people are just psyched about that stuff, obviously.
No single player.
Kevin Smith. Oh, Kevin Smith. He was probably one of the biggest ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he did his own.
But that's kind of his brand. That's kind of his jam. I mean,
he did his own panel on Friday night, and then he was only there. I think he was there Saturday. He didn't stay the whole weekend. You know, he was really friendly. I hadn't seen him since we did the movie in 2005.
Wow.
2006. Yeah.
Yeah. 2006.
Yeah.
You were around up against the time Pick of Destiny.
I don't want to bring it up. You've made it clear. I'm not allowed.
Well, don't overcorrect. I mean, that movie's, you know.
Yeah. 15 years. Yeah. That was part of it.
I know. And the thing was, I posted today and just for you for the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't posted in a lot.
Fan art? It was just for me?
Yeah. I thought it'd be funny. Oh, my God. Oh my God, I got it.
Let me see. Did you get some good?
Oh no, nothing. Yeah.
This is a good one. Tenacious D. And you got the good. I really like my beard. Yeah, I'm going to like it.
I'm going to get a like from you.
I only got 6 comments though.
I got 27.
Oh, then what am I looking at here? Oh, I didn't refresh it. No, it only says 6. That's weird.
I don't understand. I don't understand, JR. And please get some purple shorts because Dems. Fleekarama.
He likes to talk like the kids.
Fleekarama?
Tenacious. Yeah, Tenacious Lee. Please get some purple shorts because Dems Fleekarama. As in like they're cool.
Oh, they're flickering? Yeah, I guess so.
No, fleek is like on fleek. That's like a term the kids use.
Oh, okay. All right.
You're on fleek, yo. You're on fleek.
That's how I got to catch up.
Listen, we didn't have a guest this week. Next week, we're going to have a guest because
we're
going
to have to.
Because I have a surprise guest coming up.
Oh, that's my God, that's something to look forward to.
Somebody you know?
What?
Yeah,
I know them.
Mm-hmm. You've worked with them.
Oh my God, this is exciting.
I can't tell you who it is though. Mm-hmm. It's Jason not Pam. Bateman. I wish it was Jason Bateman. It's not.
Any word from the Smartless camp? Have they wanted to share?
I don't think they listen to our podcast.
All right, well, they got 80 million.
We got 8.
Just 80,000.
Thanks everybody for coming to
Did We Do It? Did We Do It? Kyle and ever gonna shoot the shit? Pets don't sound, do it. Kevin and Cage, coming your way. That's what they always do.
Good night, everybody.
Please like and subscribe. Please like and subscribe.